I'm James Duffy with an NHL on TSN special report. I ain't you. I'm making
moves. I do work. For SportsCenter, I'm Bob McKenzie.
Clearly, we had to find some hip-hop that we had the rights to because Bob McKenzie, of course, is a huge hip-hop fan. Great to see James Duffy, Bob McKenzie. I like that picture. That works for me. Work for you guys?
I tried to do that the other when Evander Kane got that thing carved into the back of his head, the record label, and I mentioned it the other night, and I was trying to give myself street cred. And Aaron Ward told me I had to do this at the end or whatever, but I really don't know how to do this. I still don't know how to do this.
Bob, show him how to do that.
Young money.
That's not going to happen. How long have you guys worked together?
I don't know.
10 years.
10 years.
I think this is the 10th year
of
the NHL on TSN.
Has Bob ever asked you a question on the air? Don't think so.
No, never.
So I would
will never
we
happen.
Have, yeah. We don't have spoken words. I just look at him like, don't ask me.
So you guys will be hosting the show 10:30 Eastern Time tonight.
He'll
NHL
be hosting.
Draft.
Well,
the James Duffy midseason draft ranking show
with
Bob McKenzie.
With Bob McKenzie and Craig Button.
Yes.
Also starring Craig Button.
Yes.
So before we get to talking about that, let's talk about a few key issues. Like PK Subban, not dressed tonight against the Sens. Was either one of you guys shocked by the reaction of his teammates, how negative they were? Were you shocked by that, Bob?
No, not at all.
Wait, hold on 1 sec. Nothing shocks you. So you're the wrong guy.
Well, but even so, hey, listen, we've been saying it for a while that the Montreal Canadiens as an organization, and this includes the players, they like PK, but they don't love everything about him. And that's why the organization wasn't prepared to commit more than 2 years to him. And that's why his teammates want him to come in now. But there's some trepidation there because they're off to a great start. And they know that PK is a larger-than-life personality, and he sometimes takes all the oxygen in the room.
I think that larger-than-life is the key. What we fans like about PK, the fact that he's larger-than-life and the great personality, that doesn't fit hockey.
Yeah, nobody Andre
it's
Markov,
like a Yakupov celebration. Nobody wants larger-than-life
Andre
in hockey.
Markov was downright hostile when he was asked. I mean, a lot of times guys don't like their teammates, but few times do you see that.
Yeah, I think he's going to get some tough love from his teammates. I really do. I mean, there's even talk that they don't want to call him PK anymore, that they want to call him Purnell, or they want to call him Carl. Which are his actual names, that they don't want to create, they don't want to add to this myth of PK's personality that the fans have certainly helped elevate because he's the most popular Montreal Canadian.
Instead of doing the top 30 draft prospects, if you were doing an all grumpy team, would you put Andre Markov on that team? Man, that guy is sour, right? I mean,
I think it was a bit extreme to do that. I mean, it goes against everything they say. Things are supposed to be kept in the dressing room. Then publicly say, well, yeah, we welcome him back. I'm not going to talk about now.
But that's in keeping with the way Markov talks. Like
that's what I meant.
He often gives one-word answers.
He's a grumpy guy.
He's grumpy, but he's also dry, and there's a certain element of witticisms to all of that as well.
That didn't look witty. No. That looked dead serious.
Is there an update on Jason Spezza at all? I know he's not going to play tonight. PK will not play also tonight in the Sens-Habs game.
No, just there's a lot of speculation that, you know, he's under evaluation. For his back, which has been a chronic problem, although he was great last year. It really didn't turn out to be much of an issue at all. And that's one of the reasons why the Senators were as good as they were. So everybody in Ottawa is kind of holding their breath and waiting for the report.
So Vancouver tonight, they will take on the Colorado Avalanche at home, and it'll be Roberto Luongo in net. Mm-hmm. Now, we have hockey guys on the show all the time, and I say, is that a distraction, that whole goaltending thing? And everyone says, of course it's a distraction. Everybody in Vancouver says, no, it's not a distraction at all. I think this thing is growing. It's taking on even a bigger life because Luongo so far has outplayed Schneider.
Is it a distraction right now? I don't think it is. And I honestly think in that room it's not a big deal because they're used to having those two goaltenders. But I just don't think, I still don't think long-term it can work. That guy needs to play hockey games to be happy. And, okay, if he becomes a starter again, I don't know what happens there. Then it becomes a big issue because Schneider was declared the guy. And if he's not the starter, then he's not playing. And one game a week will not satisfy him. So eventually, 2 or 3 weeks down the road, he'll be unhappy.
What he said.
Do you think we'll see more action on the trade front? I'm not necessarily talking about that, but everybody thought maybe we'd see a lot to start the season. Been quiet.
Has been quiet. And that I think, too, though, teams are waiting to see where they are. You know, in the 82-game schedule, you'd wait a week or two or three or even American Thanksgiving before you'd make moves. So a couple of months into the season. Don't know if teams can wait that long this time. So we'll see. Next couple of weeks will be interesting.
Something's going to develop for Luongo. I don't think there's a heck of a market right now, but some team that somehow has a fit is going to struggle enough that their owner or their GM says, okay, we got to do something.
Who's ranked number one? Don't tell us now. You probably won't tell us after. We'll discuss that when we return.